to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
And it's now available for free, at vitalitycapsules.com. Definitely get your... Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, let's see, we're talking to Karen. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Dr. Daniels. I was asking you about the Vic Salve. I've been putting it in my eye for about 5 days, and I've been I'm starting to experience some neck and shoulder pain, and I didn't know if it was related to that, and then one of my eyes has become blurrier. Is that, I don't know what I should do about that. Or just keep doing the...
If you're putting Vicks, if you're putting Vicks in your eyes and one eye is blurrier, stop putting Vicks in that eye. Is the other eye any better?
The other eye, well, both of them feel better because sometimes I've had pain or soreness in my eyes. Both the eyes feel better, but the vision is worse in the right eye. And the left eye vision, it's all right. I can't say it's improved, but it's okay. It's not worse. And I had floaters. The floaters, I think, are definitely better.
Okay. Okay, that changes things. So what's happening is your eye is healing. The problem is when your eye gets rid of the floaters, those floaters are basically parasites and impurities. Those floaters dissolve. And that dissolving, once they dissolve, it can cause blurriness in your vision.
Wow.
So, and this neck pain is associated with it. Because the toxins are moving from your eyeball down into your neck and shoulder. So you've got a decision to make. You've got to increase your water intake, increase your bowel movements to move the toxins from your shoulder down towards your liver and out the body to the toilet.
You've
relocated this eyeball junk from your eyeballs into your neck and shoulder, and you've got to take it to the next level, okay? So one way to do this is to cut back the Vicks. Don't stop the Vicks in your eyes because you don't want the toxins to move back into your eyeballs. So the amount of Vicks, whatever amount you're putting in your eye, cut it in half. Then at the same time, increase your water intake. And that's increasing your water. So cutting the Vicks in half, but doing it, means the toxins are not going to go back into your eyeballs and recreate the floaters. So now the toxins are leaving your eyeballs, but you want to increase your water intake, and you will see that as you increase your water intake, I'm talking distilled water, the pain in your neck and your shoulder is going to diminish. Now, don't stop there. You need to take Vitality Capsules and push those toxins the rest of the way out of your shoulders and neck, out to the toilet.
And how often? Three times a day for the Vitality Caps?
No, three times a day for the pooping. Vitality Caps you can take all at once at your largest meal.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
So how many should I take in a day?
Everyone's dose is different. Just start with one and build up. Some people just take one a day. Some people need 10 a day. Everybody is different.
Okay.
So you have to find your own dose.
That.
Yeah, you have to find your own dose for Vitality Capsules.
Well, thank you so much. I didn't understand that. And I just got the distiller that you had recommended. And it just came in the mail yesterday. So I'll be starting with the distilled water and the Vitality Caps.
Right.
And it makes me feel better to understand more. So thank you so much. I really appreciate you, the work you're doing.
Oh, you're welcome. Okay. Okay. Oh, there's all these questions. Let's see if we can figure this out. All right, Dr. Daniels, I have asthma, and I think it's caused by parasites. When I eat anything with sugar, I start wheezing. Am I correct in this? Yes, you got the parasites. I believe turpentine will remove the parasites from my lungs as well as my entire body. Also, I've been drinking a turmeric tea with cinnamon, ginger, and black pepper every morning on an empty stomach. And the other day, a parasite dropped into my eye when I bent down. I put coconut oil in my eye, and another parasite dropped in my eye. My immune system has started breaking up the parasites. Will the Vitality Council remove the rest before using turpentine? So I don't know what the person means by a parasite dropped in the eye. Did the parasites, are they entering the eye or are they leaving the eye? That's the question. So Karen, if you could give us a little hint here, we could sort this out. All right, we'll get back to you, Karen, when we get that answer, get that feedback. Okay. My primary doctor thought I might have non-melanoma skin pre-cancer on the temple side of my face. I used turpentine in the area along with alternated ionic silver, which cleared up the problem. Your desire that turpentine not be used in the scalp causes, I wonder, should I stop using it that way? Okay, so there's a lot of space here, okay? So the temple right next to the eyes is a sinus. That's air pocket. So you have air between this in your brain. If you put turpentine here, in this area, you don't have any sinus or air pockets between you and your brain. And so the turpentine goes straight into the brain. So on the scalp, not good. But in the face area, like a little spot might not be bad, but people have gotten seizures from putting turpentine like all over their face. So I don't recommend it. How much citric acid do you put in your distiller? 3 tablespoons. And then you pour boiling water into it and let it sit for 24 hours. And then you can scrub it, and it's nice and clean. And Sarah says, Dr. Danish, thank you for the information about Vicks in the eye. It burns like fire, but my vision is definitely better. All right, great. You're welcome, Sarah. Since I've been waiting to see a gastrointestinal doctor since January, is there any way to determine if I have intestinal infection or some kind of intestinal cancer? Nope. No, there's no way to determine one or the other, and quite frankly, it probably doesn't matter, because a lot of times a person just has an intestinal infection and it is misdiagnosed as intestinal cancer. So you might as well proceed with the presumption of intestinal infection and use turpentine for that and see if it gets rid of your symptoms, whatever they are. Okay, so Dr. Danz, if I have a goiter, what do I take and cleanse and deal with it? You take a Vitality Council to dump the crap in the toilet, and you put turpentine on your goiter, and it shrinks. Very nice. I rub turpentine on my bald scalp. Should I stop? I would say so. Does it have to be regular Vicks, or can it be a natural brand like Mayday's? It has to be regular Vicks. So regular Vicks is what I've used with great success. Other brands, no. Are chemtrails doing anything to the eyes? Not that I know of, but I'm sure it's nothing good. I wear prescription glasses. The optometrist said he could see something in my eye, and in a few years, I'll have a problem and need to get something done. Fortune teller, voodoo, anyone? I mean, come on. This is science. He should be able to tell you what he sees and what the something is he thinks needs to be done. If he can't tell you what he sees or what the something is that you're going to need in a few years and when you're going to need it, ain't hardly scientific. He's just some bogus fortune teller. You might as well just go to a carnival and pay your dollar to get your fortune. Don't remember what he said. I do notice one eye getting a bit cloudier. Should I use Vicks Vapor Rub? So if you notice your eye getting cloudier, Vicks would definitely help with that. A tiny bit in the end of a Q-tip. So a Q-tip should never go anywhere near your eye, because the tip of the Q-tip is can scratch your cornea and destroy your vision or harm your vision. So you always put the Vicks just a little bit on your fingertip, pull down your eye, and swipe it right in the in that little pocket, and then blink. Could you suggest a cure for BPH? Yes. Clean up your diet and take some small willow flower. What is the longest period of time you suggest taking 1 teaspoon turpentine daily? 1 month. If a person is still symptomatic, 1 month. Cut it back a little bit and then increase your enemas will be the thing to do. Okay. Would drinking a lot of freshly squeezed vegetable juices, green smoothies, vegetable broths be good to replace the amount of water required for the day? No. I drink so much of those juices, smoothies, and broths, I don't feel I have room to drink water. Exactly. Cut back on those smoothies, juices, and broths. Is this a safe way to prevent dehydration and prevent stroke and heart attack? Thank you. Cut back your juices and increase your water. If you have zero water intake, then you've got a problem. You can still get a stroke with overly dense vegetable broths and smoothies. I've heard castor oil drops in the eyes will clear up cataracts. What do you think? Castor oil in the eyes will help cataracts, but like, who's got that long to live? So the Vicks is much, much, much quicker. Okay, we've got Fred in Michigan. Hi, Fred.
Top of the morning to you, Dr. Lady J. hope the sun is shining where you're at.
Yes, the sun is shining here.
I recently scrutinized some interviews with a Dr. Gerald Pollack from University of Washington regarding EZ-H3O2 water. And then another interview with a fellow, Steve Settlemyer, really brilliant fellow, regarding his process by which he produces easy water. And in the process, Dr. Lady J, I got to thinking, well, what about Fiji water that comes from deep, deep within that island's earth? And what about Evian water from the French Alps? Of course, now, Dr. Pollack, in his interview on his Easy Water, he divulged the fact that there's what motivated him in his enduring research with Easy Water, H3O2, is the fact that several patients with irreversible end-stage renal failure fully recovered perfect kidney function within 30 days. I have known people with even within my own family, including my mother and her sister, in an attempt to rehab them, and I observed everything with kidney dialysis. They all died.
Yeah.
They all died despite the heroic invention.
What's the question, Fred? We got 500 callers waiting.
I'm sorry. Okay. So relative to H3O2, would you estimate that Fiji or Evian might be a close facsimile, a natural occurring relative to EZ-H3O2?
Nowhere near. So all of these waters that are naturally occurring in the earth have a high mineral content and are more alkaline. And so because of this, they are not going to provide the acidity of the H3O2. And so the problem that these people are facing who have kidney failure is an excessively alkaline diet or liquids. For example, the water in the faucet in Syracuse, New York, where I'm from, comes out at a pH of 9. And so a lot of people are trying to alkalinize their body, and they're trying to get urine pHs greater than 7. The urine likes the pH between 5 and 6. And so people are actually bringing on kidney failure with these alkaline practices. So H3O2 is basically acidic water, and distilled water is acidic water, pH 5.5. So they can just drink distilled water and save themselves the hassle. All right. Dolores in Michigan. Hi, Dolores.
I'd like some information on Candida. I have it, and I have the HGA, which is 1.4 high, and on the IgG is 0.7. So I'd like to know, you know, what I can do diet-wise, and I'm also having a problem with losing collagen.
With losing collagen?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. All right, so first step is you can go to vitalitycapsules.com and download a 32-page report that I wrote on Candida. That is the place to start. So it's vitalitycapsules.com and download the report. So I would do that first and then work on your Candida. Then you can work on your collagen issue after that. And the collagen issue is simply just a matter of adding gelatin. But do the Candida first, and then I would say work on the collagen.
Okay, and you also said that some of the water that we're drinking is not good because of, I was recommended to drink the 9.4. And I'd just like to know why that water is bad for you.
So the 9.4 water is bad for you because your collagen likes 5.5 pH. So obviously if you put in 9.9, you're going to dissolve your collagen. That's no good. Your stomach likes a pH of 1.7, so putting in 9.5 isn't going to help there either. And what alkaline water does is it destroys your acid protection barrier in your stomach that protects you from parasites. And so now the parasites can just right through the rest of your body. And so with alkaline water, or water pH 9, you're not going to ever cure any parasite problem. So that's basically the issue there. All right. We have Rowan in the UK. Did I pronounce that right?
Hello?
Hi. Did I pronounce your name right, Rowan?
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
All right. Excellent. What's your question?
Sweet here. Basically, I was asking you early on about the Addison's disease because I think, like, I'm only 26 years old, but I've been, like, suffering with this kind of problem for a while now, and I went to the doctors, done blood tests, and basically nothing's come back. So I've just been, like, kind of self-medicating over the past couple years, but nothing's really helped.
Question, have the doctors checked your adrenal glands? Have they done those adrenal gland tests?
No, because when I went to them asking about an adrenal test, they were saying that there's no need to do that because the blood tests are showing everything's fine with your T3 levels or something like that at the time. But this was about 3 years
ago. Yeah. I wouldn't bother with the Addison's disease. I think that's a pretty big reach. Addison's disease is a pretty catastrophic disease. I mean, if you had Addison's disease, you wouldn't be talking to me. You'd pretty much be bedridden. You have unstable blood pressure. There's a lot that goes with it, passing out. I mean, it's a pretty serious condition. So I would not reach for that as a probable cause of anything. If you walk, talk, and dress yourself, then you probably don't have Addison's disease.
Okay. Well, I don't know how to, like, basically diagnose this problem. So, but obviously, I should book a session with you and then speak to you properly, I guess.
Yeah, that would probably be the thing to do. And that way I could go over all your symptoms, sort it out, and, you know, figure out what most likely makes sense.
Okay. Just one more question as well.
Oh, we've got a commercial coming, so we got to stop now. We'll pick up after the commercial.
I don't want to stay here on my own. Oh, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Nine water, and they're very healthy. Hello, it's Dr. Daniels. You're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels. Okay, and we are back, and we have Rowan. No, not Rowan.
Hi.
Yeah,
Rowan. Okay. Yeah, I was gonna say, what could actually cause like premature darkening of the skin then? Because I live in the UK, so I don't really know like why my skin just got darker over time. It's like
What's your normal skin complexion? Are you white? Are you black? What color is your skin usually?
No, I'm black.
If you're black, skin can turn dark over time just from toxins, food additives. Okay. You can get dark around your eyes, around your neck, yeah, in your creases and folds. It's absolutely normal. In fact, that's why people who have black skin, they get dark scarring very easily. It's because for people who have black skin, when their body holds on to toxins, it forms a black spot. So people who have white skin, their skin will first turn a little pink, or the shade change is not very perceptible. So just toxins would cause a darkening of someone whose skin is already, you know, brown.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. All right, then, that's it, to be honest.
Okay, all right. Thanks, Ron. All right. Got Gary in New Hampshire. Hi, Gary.
Dr. Daniels, It's an honor to speak with you. I have followed you for years. I think I've listened to every single one of your broadcasts.
Oh, thank you.
And I have learned a great deal, but I still have a problem I'm struggling with that I don't think you addressed. So hopefully you can help me.
Okay.
I am 64. I wake up between 3 and 6 times a night. Been going on for many years. I wake up, I urinate, and go back to bed, have some difficulty falling asleep, but typically fall asleep, so I don't get a restful rest. Based on the advice that you've given in the past, I've been drinking small willow flower, tea type of thing that they recommend or you recommended for months now. No effect whatsoever. I have tried, I don't know, a few things, including, turpentine, and no improvement whatsoever.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, what do you think the problem is? If you think it's the prostate, then the small willow flower would help with that. So do you think it's not your prostate? You think it is your prostate? What do you think is going on?
I do not think it's my prostate. I have it checked. It's not enlarged. I don't have difficulty urinating whatsoever. So I don't understand what's going on. So maybe you can shed some light on this.
Yeah, if you're basically healthy, then you just need to reallocate your water intake throughout the day. And so
I
if
have
you go
done
to bed,
that already.
Okay. What is it? What time are you eating your water? What time are you going to bed?
I stop drinking water around 8 o'clock at night and try to focus drinking early in the morning till noon, but it just hasn't helped. If I drink quite a bit of water before going to bed, then I'm up all night.
So what time do you go to bed?
Around 9:30, 10 o'clock.
All right, so if you're going to bed at 8 p.m., the time to stop drinking is like 2 p.m.
Okay.
So you have to give that water quite a bit of time to get through your system. So now if you drink your last drink at 8 p.m. and you're going to bed at 9:30, that kind of sets you up for getting up all night long. So
okay.
What I would do is cut that drinking out at closer to 2 p.m.
Earlier.
Yeah.
Very well. Thank you so much, and really appreciate all the advice. I've learned a lot, and it's a whole new outlook on the medical industrial complex. I avoid these people like the plague now. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. They are the plague. Okay, we have Larice. Larice
Hello,
in New York.
Hello, Dr. Daniel.
Hi there.
Thank you for taking my call. I have a question.
Yes.
Husband?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like calcitriol? This in the...
Hey, we're going to commercial. We'll catch you on the other end. Hold on there.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about Migrelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the Migrelief migraine formula. Migrelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try Migrelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and welcome back to Healing with Dr. Daniels. All right, Larice, hopefully we can hear you better now.
We're wondering if you could tell us what calcitriol does in the treatment of kidney function and or parathyroidism. My husband has focal segmental glomeruli sclerosis. And
is he on dialysis? FSGS. Is he on dialysis?
No, he is not. He's considered stage 4 with a 39 GFR.
Oh. Whoa, he's in pretty good shape there. So 39 GFR, that's not kidney failure. I mean, it's bad kidneys. Don't get me wrong, bad kidneys. But you don't need dialysis for that.
Right. But he's been given calcitriol to take, and he's wondering how that works in the treatment of the kidney disease, or is it related to some problem with the parathyroid?
It's related to the kidney disease. So the kidneys are responsible for maintaining the body's calcium. And this calcitriol is given to help preserve his body's calcium and keep the kidneys from wasting it, basically.
So
in other words, if his calcium level is abnormal, this calcitriol helps to normalize it. That's what that's there for.
I see. So it's taking like a calcium, liquid calcium citrate?
No. It was not the same. No. So the problem is he's got a problem. He's got to solve his problem. Taking something, even calcitriol, is not necessarily the answer. So, you can't, what can I say? The problem with modern medicine is the approach. You cannot use the same approach but substitute herbs. That does not work. So the approach they're using here is to use a Band-Aid and plaster over a problem, not to solve the problem. The problem is to improve his kidney function. That's the solution. So they're saying, no. We're not gonna help your kidney function. We're just gonna wait for your drift towards dialysis here. And while we're waiting for your drift towards dialysis, it takes this little symptomatic something or other. Okay, so you've got to philosophically divorce yourself from the medical industrial complex. And you've got to say, well, let me fix the kidney let's fix the kidney problem. So the approach to fixing the kidney problem is to examine what is he eating in his diet and what is he doing that's causing the kidney failure and address that directly. And then that's going to normalize this calcium issue.
Okay. Even though a biopsy has shown that he has a lot of sclerosis in the kidney?
Skip the biopsy. Biopsy is irrelevant. His GFR, his kidney function, is 39. At 39, you do not need dialysis. So all he's got to do is maintain and improve the 39. That's all he's got to do. And you have four times as much kidney failure, kidney function you're born with than what you need. Anybody can live with one kidney. So we're not talking about reversing his sclerosis even. All we're talking about is getting the kidney tissue he's got to function better.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's what he's got to do. So it sounds like the better thing to do would be maybe to sign up for a discovery session, figure out, I could go over maybe what's he eating, what supplements is he taking, what's he doing, and figure out what he's doing that caused the kidney failure in the first place, so at least he can stop doing that, and then what he can do to improve his situation. But that's the way to handle it.
I see.
Yeah, you can't go further down. Yeah, you can't go further down the medical rat hole.
Right, right.
Okay. All right.
Thank you so much.
Okay, you're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, and we have got questions in the chat room. Okay. So Victoria says, is eating peanuts, peanut butter, pistachios, almonds safe, or are we creating more parasites? Okay, so there's a lot of problems besides parasites, like malnutrition is a problem. And dehydration is a problem. And so all of these nuts contribute to dehydration. If you insist on eating nuts, then the answer is to drink a lot more water. So now the question is malnutrition. Doctor, what do you mean? By law, all almonds in the United States are irradiated. Mm-hmm. Irradiated. So you can get your own almond tree, grow almonds, and don't irradiate them. Peanut butter... peanuts have a fungus that just naturally occurs on them, and that can be a problem. So I would recommend limiting your peanuts and at least getting organic peanut butter. So you want your peanut, if you're going to eat peanuts, get organic peanuts and get them from the health food store where they grind up these organic peanuts before your very eyes and make peanut butter. I have a daughter who actually has a peanut allergy. And when she eats those peanuts, she doesn't have a reaction. Yeah. So the organic peanuts are the better way to go, and drinking plenty of water. Okay. So Dr. Nails, I only have one kidney, but I have 47% functioning with that one kidney. So the question is, okay, so let's unravel this terminology. 47% functioning, does that mean your glomerular filtration rate is 47? If your glomerular filtration rate is 47, then what you have is a perfectly healthy kidney. Just increase your water intake, avoid dehydration, you'll do fine. And, of course, don't take any over-the-counter or prescription drugs. You'll do fine. Okay. My eye is cloudy because my immune system is removing it. I'd like to help it along with vapor rub. That will not help it along. So you've got an eyeball, and the eyeball is healing itself, and it's getting cloudy because the toxins are dissolving. The VIX is going to just dissolve more toxins and get more cloudiness. The way to handle that instead is to take more vitality capsules and flush out what your body is already loosening up. And so you need to improve your clearance at the level of the blood, the liver, and the intestines. So if the eyeball itself is already detoxing itself, then you want to clear it up at another point. You want to work on your bottlenecks. And so if your eyeball is dissolving whatever the problem is, and you want to get it out of the eyeball, that's not a VIX issue, that's a liver issue. So you have to clear up the next bottleneck, next down the line. All right, we got Mary in Georgia. Hi, Mary.
Hello.
Your question?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Yes. I need to lose weight, probably 30, 40 pounds.
Oh.
And also I have a problem with sleeping at night. And my friend tells me that I kick. Like something, I guess, restless leg is what they call it now.
Yeah, but you're not aware of it. Your partner is.
I'm not aware of it. No, no.
Well, thank goodness you're not aware of it, because it's pretty annoying. So I think you should just attack both at the same time. And so the simplest thing to do would be to use the vitality capsules, which is going to dump your toxins, and the weight will follow. And then you go to vitalitycapsules.com.
Okay.
Download the free report, the Candida Cleaner report. Follow the diet in that report and take vitality capsules, and you'll lose weight very quickly. Now, the next thing is this kicking problem. So the turpentine should take care of the kicking problem.
Okay.
Yeah, so that would do it. Just
all
go to vitalitycapsules.com.
Order the turpentine.
Well, the turpentine
is not.
You can, yes, but it's not your first step. Your first step is the vitality capsules and the diet. That's going to get you in a position where the turpentine will be safe. So the report explains all of it to you.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thanks,
okay,
Mary.
Okay, so which vitality tablet? Should I go with the stronger one or start out
with the
mild?
You should go with the stronger ones.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. You're welcome.
All right. So that and the turpentine.
Correct. And change your diet.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. I'm working on that too.
No. Follow the report. Don't follow the other stuff you heard about. Follow what the report says.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Yeah. So a lot of people try and lose weight.
The reason Thank you so much.
You're welcome. The reason their weight loss is unsuccessful is they're getting bad advice. So ditch what you've heard. Just follow the stuff in the report. All right. How can hidradenitis suppurativa be cured? Okay, so again, the modern medical system gives about 2,000 names to the same disease, which is too much toxins. So hidradenitis, your body is attempting to detox through your armpit. It's putting some pretty foul, stinky, nasty stuff out through your armpit. So what you've got to do is reverse the flow and put it out through your rectum where it belongs. So just simply taking vitality capsules and increasing your bowel movements will reverse the flow, so the trash will go out through your rectum. Now, the other thing about hidradenitis is your diet. So you're putting stuff into your body that is causing this, and so you've got to stop putting that stuff in. Usually, it's canned, packaged, boxed, or bottled foods. So if you stop those things, that will tremendously improve your hidradenitis. You could also put turpentine there, but I would do that after you've increased your bowel movements and after you've changed your diet. What do you recommend for dementia? This is so interesting. So, so what is dementia? Dementia means loss of mental activity. That means at one time you must have possibly had some increased brain capacity that you don't have right now. That's called dementia. That means the intelligence you had has left you. Okay, so one thing we can presume, let's just go ahead and presume, is that the brain tissue is not being maintained, maybe even being destroyed. The number one thing to maintain your brain tissue is cholesterol. Cholesterol. Mm-hmm. So if this demented person is on a low cholesterol diet, stop it. Stop it. So give them high cholesterol foods like liver is good. And liver from a small animal like a calf. And that way they won't be picking up toxins along with their cholesterol. So you want to give the person cholesterol. The next thing you want to do is you want that person to stop any and all over-the-counter or prescription drugs. And then the next step is you want to put them on 100% organic food. So the causes of dementia basically are drugs and diet deficient in cholesterol. I mean, to put it bluntly. Okay, minerals do have to be added to distilled water if you take them all out, and your body needs trace minerals. And so you can use shilajit, which is a very nice trace mineral. And the vitality capsules clean you out. Okay. Oh, here's another question on Facebook we missed. Aletha says, have you ever heard of quadra equina syndrome? My sister has had it for years and suffers so much. Yes, I have. So quadra equina basically refers to the long string of nerves leaving the bottom of the spinal cord or spinal column. And these nerves swell. And because they swell, they are pinched by the spinal column, and they cause pain. So the thing to realize is that if she's had it for years, then she can stop having it. So she wasn't born with this. This is not inevitable. And so the way to get rid of this is for her to change her her lifestyle, her diet. And that's what's causing her problem. A good start would be increasing her water intake and vitality capsules. She would experience some relief even with that. But she needs more detailed diet modifications. So a discovery session would be the best thing for her. So that's the quadra equina answer. Now, doctors tell you the answer is for them to go in there and surgically take a drill and drill a wider hole in this bone called your spine. You know, you can see how that might cause more pain. Yeah. Adult bedwetting. What do you recommend for adult bedwetting? The question is, did the adult ever stop wetting the bed from being a child to adult? Let's just say they did. So the question is, what caused the adult bedwetting? Usually drugs cause it. Usually drugs cause it. So you've got to get that adult person off their drugs. The next question about this adult bedwetting is the person incontinent during the daytime? Like, do they soil themselves during the day? If the answer is no, then it definitely is drugs. You've got to take a look at the drugs you're taking. And blood pressure drugs, particularly the ACE inhibitors, are famous for causing adult bedwetting. Let's just say, though, that they wet their pants even during the day. If they wet their pants even during the day, then they need a little more protein in their diet. Like maybe a couple of servings of steak would take care of it. We are going to commercial.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Give such delight.
Hi, this is Dr. Daniels, and you're listening to Healing with Dr. Daniels, and we are answering questions. Today's, one of our questions. It's about Arcus senilis. Okay, so Arcus senilis is a cosmetic issue, and it's a cloudy white arc around the eye. And so the question is there a vision problem? If there's not a vision problem, don't worry too much about it. If there is a vision problem, even if there's not, if you want to treat it, you can put just a little bit of, again, Vicks in the eye will take care of it. The other problem, though, with arcosanilis is just a dietary problem. So if you can just add more vegetables to your diet, have more bowel movements, it'll keep it from coming back. But I would say the quick solution is to use Vicks. And I would definitely recommend the quick solution because usually you're pretty old when it shows up and you don't have a whole lot of time. Okay. What do you do for a dog with cancer? You're a bit late. I would say don't vaccinate the dog in the first place. So the evidence is mounting that dog cancer is caused by the vaccinations that dogs are getting. Yeah, don't add anything to the distiller. Okay, which test results would tell what the 47% means in the one kidney? The answer is your GFR, or glomerular filtration rate. And a lot of doctors are used to throwing that term around percent function loosely. But a GFR of 47% in an elderly person is absolutely normal. And while it's not full function of the kidneys, it's everything they need to get by to get through the day. Okay. Oh, I do not have anything about Vicks Vapor Rub on my website. I do not link to it. I don't know what else to tell you. Pretty much using Vicks in the eye is something that you would find out from listening to my radio shows. I'm sure the makers of Vicks do not recommend it. Where can I locate more information on Vicks Vapor Rub for the eye and taking it? You can sign up for a discovery session at vitalitycapsules.com to find out more about your particular situation. So Vicks Vapor Rub. So Vicks, I don't make Vicks Vapor Rub. Vicks Vapor Rub is made by another company. And in the United States now, in an effort to silence the spread of information, they actually say you can't talk about other products and how to use them. I saw you there. We're done. Over. See you next week. And as always, think happens. Dreaming, yeah. I kiss you then, and then once again. You said you would come and dance with me. Dance with me. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite.
Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.